I didn't know. Sorry about that. Hey, everybody. Welcome.
Hello,
back
hello,
to,
hello.
Another episode of Profound Truth. And today we have the youth with us today. So a profound youth episode that we do. So how's everybody doing?
Good.
Good.
Now, it's school's over.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad.
How much of a relief is that for you guys?
So much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I've heard that there's a few that are trying to squeeze in as much possible of the summer, trying to go to Topgolf and all these places in one day. So that's pretty cool. But yeah, go ahead. You know, it's cool that I've been knowing Ernie for years.
Long time, since like high school.
And we've done podcasts, but we haven't done one together.
Yeah,
so
that's the first time doing one together. Yes, cool. Yes, sir.
It's cool that when we go to get my haircut, we always get in good, deep conversations when it relates to not just church, but personal, but also just, I think that one of the main focus is the youth that we've been covering as much as possible.
Well, you know, we're going to get into this topic, but before we get started, I was going to see if we get one of y'all to pray us in this episode. So let's see if Peyton, could you pray for us, Peyton?
Yep. Okay. Heavenly Father, thank you for letting us gather here today. Thank you for all the blessings you bestowed upon us. I just ask that you touch anyone's heart who's watching this and open everyone's ears up for this amazing word that God has planted on our hearts. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So today we're going to be covering navigating life's changes. You know, we've been plus 30 plus years, we've been navigating through life.
Yeah.
And every change, in whether a total change, with a negative or positive.
Yeah.
So I think today, as we speak to Jacob, Emma, Chase, Peyton, and Gianna, we can kind of share them on their going through balls of what kind of help them out what they're facing. Some are in high school, some are going to face high school later on. So I think definitely it would be good to have this kind of conversation.
Yeah, definitely. Especially, I know for y'all being in high school, when y'all getting older, y'all are navigating a lot of changes right now. And so, yeah, it's definitely a good topic for y'all and for anybody. We all have life changes in our life. Yeah. What are some life changes that some of these kids are going through?
What was that again?
Life changes, like some of the kids like are going through.
Life changes. Man, there's so much. I like to think, but there's so much meat to cover in this segment. You know, right now that you're finished up school already, what from the moment that you started to right now when you finished, Jacob, what kind of changes have you?
Say that one more time. You keep like breaking up.
Yeah, you're very staticky. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So now that you finished, you started your school year, and now you ended the school year. What type of different changes have you come upon this school year that just passed?
I would say definitely my grades. In friendships I had at the beginning of the school year to now.
Okay.
How are them grades?
I finished the school year with A's and B's.
Man, that's good. That's awesome.
Now, what was a setback you went through?
Probably like trying to focus in class, but like the people in the class would make it hard.
The people in class.
Yeah, like they'd act out of line.
Oh, okay. Ernie, what do you
think? I mean, yeah, definitely. One thing I know, we always got to remember them going through different life changes in school or anything with that. At the end of the day, even though I know y'all are in school and a lot of stuff goes on in school and you have to deal with a lot of things in school, but remembering that, you know, you don't have to be alone in these changes. You don't have to be alone when you're going through life, whether it's school or just life, you know, for us as adults, work or whatever we're going through, we always remember that we have, you know, we have our Lord, we have Jesus that's there with us in our changes. And he's definitely something we can always rely on no matter what season we're in. We have to remember that he's with us through all things, all seasons, all changes, all different things we're navigating in life. Like even for me, I just recently moved from a different shop and got my own shop. And that was me navigating a major life change for me because it was a big decision on my part to do. But the first thing I remember to do before I made the decision was to go to God and to pray before I made any decision, you know, because instead of freaking out about it, I mean, I did freak out a little bit about it, I can't be honest, but I made sure that the first thing I did before I made any big decision like that was, you know, I prayed about it and I talked to God about it and asked him what I should do and let him lead me into what I should do next. So it's always good to remember that whatever we do navigating through life, whatever it is, to remember that we're not in it alone and we always have God. And we also have, you know, friends, y'all have each other, we, you know, community, and we're able to go to people and ask for advice and ask for help and different things.
And for sure, having that moment of fear, not that God put that fear in you, yeah, but it's more like, are you ready to trust me?
Yeah.
Because for you, it was a different spectrum.
Yeah.
You were used to having going to a shop that you weren't, you know, it wasn't your own, you know, so you kind of, in a way, got used to that environment.
Yeah.
And to now, I went there and it's quiet. And it's, but it's cool because it's kind of like that transition of, all right, trust me, and I'm going to take you to a different stage in life now.
Yeah.
Even with the music, because now it's like, okay, I can just listen to worship, if Spanish worship, but but you know, you're able to put, hey, I feel this type of way right now, God, let me put this worship song in worship at the moment.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good change.
Yeah, no, definitely.
And Gianna, we know we just celebrated your 15th. 16th. Last Saturday. So it's been 16 years old already. I'm sure that the last 3 years, you've been having to navigate through a lot within your personal life, friendships, even in your spiritual life. Can you share a little bit about that with us?
Yes. A big change was coming into high school, of course, because it's like you're going from, or for me personally, I was going from a charter school, which is like all the grades in one. So our eighth grade class was very small. So going from that to a high school that has like 100 people in my grade, so that was a big change. I had to find out who my friends were and find out who weren't my friends. And I just had to manage harder classes, being that I'm in dual credit classes and I take honors classes. So it was a big shift for sure.
Definitely.
What about your spiritual life?
Spiritual life?
How has God challenged you?
I feel like coming into high school, I didn't really have like a strong relationship, but now that I'm more like invested in my spiritual life with God, I feel like now I have more of a personal relationship with him, whereas 2 years ago I probably couldn't say the same. And so I believe that now God is working in me more now than ever, and it's just a maturity step, to be honest. So
it's very true.
Definitely I see it, you know, making posts and, you know, talking about the Lord, and that's awesome to see somebody, you know, your age that's not ashamed to do something like that.
Now, Jacob.
Yes.
You know, you're pretty much, I'm sure that it's transition experience already. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure in a personal level, you can see that there's been some challenging areas. And some areas I can, in a way, be difficult to deal with, but also I believe that God has shown you his hand throughout everything. Can you share a little bit with us how, not necessarily what happened, but how did God help you through those transitions?
I definitely think that, like, I spent more time with him more, and I definitely communicated to more people a lot more than I would before.
Mm-hmm. And I know that you guys moved to Texas, having to change your whole life around. How was the transition for you?
At first it was kind of hard, but like after sixth grade, it just felt like we lived here a lot longer than just a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So how's it been? How's Texas compared to New Jersey?
I still feel like it's not the same at some points.
Yeah,
because it's hot. Like the food, food. Yeah, it's a lot hotter. The winter is like summer over there. Or the winter here is summer over there.
Oh, wow. That's a big difference right there. Definitely. And I know, you know, as Angel was saying, moving over here, you know, meeting new friends, leaving your old friends. And I know that, you know, meeting new people and changes in friendships can definitely be an emotional thing. But, you know, the Bible talks about changes of seasons. And it says that, you know, in Ecclesiastes 3:1 tells us that there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. And this can apply to your friendships. This can apply to, as Angel would ask Gianna, with your growth, you know, maturing in the Lord, or just maturing, you know, period. You know, you're getting older, you're maturing. So it's always, you know, maybe, or even like you said, friendships. Sometimes maybe it's not that you move somewhere, but maybe sometimes, you know, for y'all at high school, especially y'all being young Christian kids, you know, maybe some friends that, you know, aren't so, maybe not bad kids, but maybe they're not so much Christian, or the parents didn't raise them that way, but you see yourself kind of changing, and you kind of outgrow, you know, sometimes you outgrow your friends, and you kind of mature a little bit with God, so you try looking for more friends that you can relate with and talk about God and stuff like that with, because I know being in high school, it's not always easiest, because, you know, as Angel said, we were in high school at once, believe it or not. And so it was the same thing for us, you know. It was definitely a lot going on in school. So yeah, definitely a time and season for everything, though.
And I tell you what, when we were in high school, we had different approach than you guys are having.
Yeah.
We were there without a purpose. We were kind of just going through the flow. Adapting to environments, and some environments weren't the best, some were the best, but yeah, I feel like we didn't go with a purpose.
Yeah, well, we definitely didn't have cell phones and social media either. We had Nokia phones, and you played a little snake game, so that was it.
And I want you to think about it this way. You guys, you know, that's your life right now, pretty much. The phone, and in a sense, everything's done through the phone. We didn't have that, so we had to meet up to friend's house, and I will be honest. I like this setting because we can be honest. We meet up to not do the right thing. And I think that's awesome that you guys are in the environment that you can go to a friend's house like today and be the total opposite than what we did. So I do give you, applaud you and give you props for that, kids.
Yeah, most definitely. I was doing a lot better for sure than we were at y'all's age. It's awesome.
And you know, in the Bible, it talks about seasons. And I love this part that says there's a season to laugh, to cry, to be a friend. Peyton, for you, now that you guys are older, especially like you, Jacob, and Gianna, Emma and Chase are, you know, getting there. But y'all have more experience on that. How has that part of there's a time for every season. Can you help us out in your aspect of how now your aspect of getting within school, but also your spiritual life, that season change for yourself?
For me, I feel like keeping school. School is always going to be like a big priority, but my mom always tells me like God comes first before everything, so just make time for him no matter what. And it can be hard sometimes, but like learning to be a follower of God, like you have to like stay true, and like especially at school there's a lot of like worldly activity in there, so just make sure you stay in the word and you keep following what the Bible says and don't follow what the world is doing.
Amen. That's good. Chase, you're almost pretty much, you and Emma are almost in the point of exiting the preteens. Now, you see the transition now to the youth. So that transition from being a kid, now you're preteen, and then you're about to be in youth. How has that transition, how are you going through that process?
Can you like restate that?
So right now that you're going to be exiting the preteens and you're going to youth, how are you even feeling about the process of you know, you're exiting preteens, you're exiting your kid stage. Now you're going to enter your youth stage.
I feel like that there's like changes in my family dynamics. And I think about like that changes and stuff, because when everyone gets older, like they just start changing, and like their like mood, the way they act, and like the way they talk, some people. So that's a change.
Okay.
What about as we kind of talked about earlier, we always remember that through these changes, you know, as Angels was asking you, Chase, you know, you get older, you know, and I was saying earlier, you might new friends, new people, going in different grades, you know, but always remembering that when we're feeling down or when we're feeling weak or we're feeling like we can't deal with whatever we may be facing or going on these changes, again, remembering that God is our strength. God is the person that we can run to when we're feeling lonely, when we're feeling sad, when we're feeling anxious, when we're nervous, you know, whatever we're feeling, or when we're just feeling weak and we're not feeling strong, remembering that He, you know, it says in Psalms 46:1, God is our refuge and our strength and ever-present help in trouble. So even when things around us don't feel certain or uncertain, remembering that God's presence is there. God's always here for us. The Bible also tells us He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. So when you're going through the change or you're going transitioning to different friends, and you're, like you said, you're going from preteens to youth, and maybe new kids are coming to church or meeting new kids that go to youth that maybe you haven't seen, and maybe you're a little nervous about that change because maybe you do good with new people, maybe you don't do good with new people, but just remembering that through it all, you have God in all your situations that you go through.
That's good. I feel like a lot of transition, if we don't have God, feel lonely.
Yeah. But I love that part. He's our refuge.
Yeah.
Peyton, you have more responsibilities. And not just at home, school. More expectation from yourself. How have you managed that?
It's really hard, but it's like you have to have your priorities, and do everything like without complaining about it. Even if like you don't feel like really doing it, like do it with like a smile, because like what would Jesus do? You know?
Yeah, so that's good.
Yeah.
That you know, the responsibility part, it's tricky, because man, our flesh is like, no, I don't want to do my chores. I want to just not do anything. I need some rest, which rest is good, but discipline builds better leadership and helps out so much with the transition of responsibilities.
Definitely. And even like you were saying earlier, you said Peyton, that your mom, you know, always tells you to put God first. And that's definitely an important thing. And kind of like when I was saying earlier, when I moved shops and stuff like that, like putting God first, going to him first, because, you know, the Bible tells you in Proverbs 3:5-6, it says to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him. He'll make your path straight. We have to. Because when we make any decision, if we lean on our understanding is going to fail us. Because if I go and I'm quick to make a decision because I feel some type of way, like, thing about us is we're all emotional, and emotions change. One minute I might feel this way, another minute I might feel this way. So instead of leaning on my understanding and how I'm feeling in that moment, so when I'm going through a big transition or a life-changing moment, I definitely want to go, like that verse says, I want to trust in the Lord. I want to put him first. I want to seek him. I want to ask him about it and lean on him instead of, because if I lean on my own understanding, I'm going to probably mess up every time. But if I trust in him and I submit everything that I'm doing to him and everything that I'm going through in life, and I submit those things to him, then like the word says, he'll make your path straight. He's going to make everything line up. He's going to make everything fall into place every time, and it's going to happen the way he wants it to happen. And sometimes it can be easier, sometimes it can be harder, but the main part is the beginning. As long as we can trust him, and then he'll make that path straight, and he'll make it all work out.
Yeah. It's cool. We're talking about transition. Emma will be 12.
Dang, Emma on Monday.
That's unk.
Turn up, Emma. Yay.
That's status. And I'm sure that the transition of, especially in the last 7 years now, 6 or 7 years, in the your personal life, it's been a large transition. Transition between dealing with co-parenting, school, friendships. I see that you have this year a set of friendships, and then the next year it kind of shifts to different kind of friendships. But now that you're going to be 12, and same thing like Kate Chase, you're exiting almost the preteens, almost to youth. How has the transition been for you?
I mean, like, I've been trying to see who I actually am. Like, I'm trying to find out who I actually am. Like, I've been adapting to one part, and then the next year I go to the other part, like you said. And it's kind of like just been like really difficult for me trying to find out.
That's good.
Yeah. It's crazy, as Emma's, me and your dad were talking. I can't believe it's already been a year. We were, time is definitely flying by, because he was saying last year, it feels like your last year when it was your birthday, that when we went to that place over there at Altitude, they didn't change the name like 20 times already, but it was just crazy just to see how time's flying. So, I mean, a lot happens. You know, we're talking about change. A lot of things changed in just 1 year. So it's just crazy how time goes by. I know that was kind of random, but I was just thinking that we were in your dad. We're talking though, and it was like, yeah, tomorrow we're doing something after church for him. And I was like, that was a year ago already. Yeah. That's crazy.
Then Emma, you know, you're entering in the face of you wanting to get baptized. You experienced Reveal Conference. You're experiencing ministry. But yeah, there's still so much transition that goes on. What area have you found it hard to deal with that transition?
Trying to have that time to be with Christ, because like my schedule is like really busy, and sometimes I just need time to talk to God, and it's like pretty difficult because like I have to go to a lot of places, and then like I try to like pray in my head, but then like you can't just do that. You have to have that time with God. So it's like you have to be like alone, and like it's kind of hard for me to like be in one specific place to be with God. Not one specific place, but like be like, let's say in a room or like any like place that you're gonna be alone,
isolated
with him. Isolate, yeah, that you're gonna isolate with God, and it's like kind of hard. And yeah,
that's good.
And it's true. I mean, I feel the older we get, we do understand that part of finding your own room, in a sense, between you and God. I think the older we get, we understand it's not just a corner, it's not a room, but it's us just finding out our time with God.
Yeah.
And I think it's a lot of times, we should find a room, and it's a special place for us that we can find God there. And you know, but when there's so many variables, sometimes it makes it more different and difficult. But Emma, you know, you're able to find a stop moment. It's like, hey, I need to be intentional with this.
That's good, Emma. I mean, that's absolutely right. You know, the Bible talks about having that time, that secret place to go with God. Like you said, of course, you can pray in your head. You can do that, but you definitely, I like what you said, you definitely need to prioritize and make that time where it's just you and God. And kind of like you were saying, like Richard, Angel was just saying, like, you're going through changes, and that's awesome. You're thinking about getting baptized, so that's awesome. Like I said, you went to Reveal Conference, you know, getting older. And the thing about getting baptized, or thinking about even really stepping into that faith, you know, the Bible talks about, you know, you're born again. And another verse that talks about that is in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. And that's you know, sounds like a lot. That's what you're maturing. You're realizing, yeah, I can pray in my head, but I got to do, you know, I'm walking and maturing in my walk with Christ. You want to get baptized. You're, you know, showing it's, you know, it's a public display of your faith. You know, it's a part of the process, you know, being born again. And now you're, you know, the stuff you're saying is good stuff, because you're maturing, realizing that I can't just have little prayers here and there. Like, no, I need to be intentional and have that secret time with God. And I think that's awesome.
And it's like, we can use stones as a reference. Sorry, two transitions. A stone not necessarily comes out smooth.
Yeah.
It's rough.
Yeah.
It has sharp edges. It has, it can be cracked, different colors. But every stone has to go through a process for it to be smooth, and be given to the person who buys it.
Yeah.
So it can be challenging for us to deal with that transition sometimes. when God starts polishing us, he starts really breaking every sharpness that we are attached to.
Yeah.
How has, but also brings more opportunities too. Yeah. Because we're seeing a different side of us, a different side of the spectrum of, especially in our relationship with God. The more we spend time with God, the better we see what he has plans for us.
Yeah, definitely. And like you were saying, I mean, these different stones, all these stones can be a reminder to us of changes that we've navigated before, and that we have the strength to the ones we're facing now. And thankfully, Jesus is our rock. He is the cornerstone, as he refers, as we're talking about stones here. And so we have him, and when we're going through these changes, and we're all made different, kind of like we all have our different ways, just like a stone can be different. A stone can be rough, it could be smooth. Some of us came up, maybe grew up a little rough, or we're going through some rough things, or maybe life's going smooth right now, or maybe it's a little bumpy, like a rock can have some bumps. Like, but no matter what, with God, you know, the Bible says anything is possible. You know, he's with us. We're able to get through all those things. So no matter how rough it is or how smooth it's going or whatever it is, just remembering that we always have God right there to fall back on. He is, at the end of the day, he is that stone. He is the rock that, you know, he is our foundation that we're to build our life upon, on his foundation.
And right now, we have a few steps that Ernie's going to share with us. But Jacob, Emma, Chase, Peyton, Yana, think about yourself as a stone right now. And with the steps that Ernie's going to share with us, how can you apply for your own stone to be the craft that God wants you to be?
So y'all ready for the steps?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sure. All right. So step one is we have to acknowledge and accept. The first step is recognizing that a change is happening and allowing yourself to feel whatever emotions come with it, whether it's excitement, sadness, confusion, or even a mix of everything. It's okay to not be okay right away. It's true. Sometimes we forget that. I think we forget it's okay to feel not okay in that moment, but like you have, like I said earlier, we have emotions. You're going to have times where you're sad, happy, confused, excited. Just like that verse in Ecclesiastes, it's a time for everything. Like there's a season for everything. So nothing's wrong with it, but it's okay in that moment. You know, I know that's the hardest thing. Somebody goes up to you and goes, "Hey, how you been doing?" And you're like, "Oh, I'm okay." But really, you're like, "Nah, I'm not okay." And that's all right, you know, but definitely remembering that got to go back to the Lord. You got to seek him. You got to remember, even in those rough times, that he's still there. And whatever emotions you're feeling, bring those emotions to him. I mean, he already knows it, but that just goes in part of your relationship. Like, tell God how you're feeling, express those feelings to him, and ask for him, as he says, you know, cast your cares, cast your anxieties upon him, because he cares for you. So you got to take all that to him and lay it out for him so he can be there with you.
And Chase, I want you to think about this right now. Think about a storm. You know, storm happens. It's not going to go away. You're going to ride it all night long, or it can be a 10-minute storm. It can be an hour storm. It can be an all-nighter. It will stop when it stops. And kind of like, you can't just ignore it, but you kind of prepare yourself. If the light goes out, you get a flashlight. Your AC stops working, you get some paper, fan yourself. It's hot. And the Bible, it tells us in Psalms 34:18, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. So think about the storm, preparing. Think about your struggles. And God's he sees your struggles, maybe that you're facing right now, you are going to face later on. He sees them, and he's preparing you for it. Even though you might get brokenhearted in the process, it's going to happen. But always remember that he's there for you. And he's like, that stone, that's set in stone, that he's not going to move away. He's going to continue there for you.
Amen, amen. What y'all? What about y'all? I know y'all. If y'all have anything that y'all want to add to that?
No, not that I know. But I strongly agree with what Angel said.
Same.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Well then, we'll move on to step two. Step two is seek support. Don't try to go through transitions alone. Talk to trusted adults, your parents, guardians, teachers, youth leaders, or supportive friends. Sharing your feelings and experiences can make a huge difference. And that's, amen, that's true. I mean, that's biblical. You know, the Bible talks about you're going through something, you know, finding somebody you trust, confessing it. And, you know, now you have a friend or somebody. Is it somebody that you trust, your parent or trusted adult or youth leader, youth pastor, somebody that can be there to pray with you. You know, God didn't make this world for us to be alone from the beginning, how it started. He made Adam and then he made Eve because he said it wasn't good that man should be alone. So God, from the beginning, he never wanted us to be alone in life. Like, he meant for us to be in community. He meant for us to have people around us because he knew that, yeah, he's there, of course, all the time, but he knows that we need that physical contact. We need somebody that we can literally just go up to and express how we're feeling. And of course, don't, like I said, don't go just tell anybody your business now. Make sure, of course, it's somebody that you can trust and that you can, it's not going to go spill all your business, or somebody that, you know, somebody that really be there to support you and pray with you and kind of help you through it, talk you through it, maybe give you some good advice.
I'd say that's a harder thing. I'm sorry, Angel. That's a hard thing to find for teen girls, or I'm speaking for girls, but it could be really any teenager. But because me personally, I went through a stage where I just felt like I couldn't talk to anyone. I felt so alone, so like unheard. Does that make sense? So that is a good thing to do, to find somebody who will listen to you. But a lot of times people are busy. People are not going to have all the time to listen to you. So it's hard to find something like that. And I'm still going through this currently, like trying to find somebody who would just listen. So
that's good.
And so I'm so up for mentors. I'm so up too for people to find a mentor. I challenge you to pray about it. Pray that God will find you. Find a way he gives you a mentor. That, first of all, that yourself you can rely on when you need that guidance. In Proverbs 11:14, it reminds us where there is no guidance, people fall, but in abundance of the counselors, they are in safe. There's wisdom and seek advice and from others.
For me, I feel like it's like kind of like what Gianna said, it's easier said than done, because like I feel like I try to do things on myself, but sometimes it's good to ask for help. But it's kind of like just finding your person who you know you can trust and talk to. Like for me, it took me a while to open up to a lot of people, but like Gianna, like, she's always here if I needed, like, somebody to talk to. And, like, I feel like it's good to have, like, a Christian friend, too, because I know she's not going to just be like, oh, do this just because. Like, she'll actually give me advice and, like, what I need to hear. And, like, it's not, like, worldly advice. It's like, well, how would this affect somebody or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is hard because a lot of times, like you said, you just can't seem to find a person. Like Donna said, they're busy with their life. Do they have time? But definitely, we pray that you both were able to find a mentor and someone that you can do and, it's like, hey, I'm going through something, or you talk about anything or just any kind of advice, because that really will help out in a lot of areas that sometimes our parents can't help. Yes, we are open with our parents, but there's internal things that we need to talk to someone else. And finding that Christian advice is good.
Yeah, I was going to say, Peyton, I guess we should have said that too, which you said at the beginning. Yeah, we're all Christian here. I would definitely recommend a Christian friend that would give you some biblical advice and not just worldly advice.
Because I feel like it's such a big difference because, like, if you were to ask somebody, like, hey, what do you think about this? They're obviously just going to, like, say what you want to hear. And, like, it's not always the best thing. And, like, but I know that she'll always, like, be like, no, girl, that's not right. They're like, don't do that.
Yeah. Can I call you right back? Hello?
Oh.
Hello? Hi, how are you? We can call you right back.
But,
pause.
But yeah, I do agree with what Payne was saying because if you don't find friends that are equally yoked, which is something also a high school thing, because in high school, the majority is of the world. And I'm not saying everybody, but there's the majority that's of the world. And a lot of people say they're Christian, but still act a part of the world. So it's like you have to find someone who's like actually equally yoked to give you advice, because if not, then they might influence you to do something bad and you might be under the impression like, oh, they're Christian, so this is good, but it's really not the best advice.
Mm-hmm. Also, yeah. I feel like as Christians, we're supposed to lead as an example. So like if you're doing things like of the world, people are going to think that it's right, and that's not going to help them get into heaven.
Exactly. Yes, ma'am, that's good. Yep.
You know what's cool that you both are dealing with that? Because you're experiencing it later on, because you're not able to find someone, you know that you can help someone else because of what they're going to be facing later on. So then now you can be a mentor to someone and be that backstone for them.
Yeah. And what's even something I want to add in, everything you're saying, definitely Peyton and Shiana is good, and you're right, like some kids, I mean not even just kids, some adults, they say they're Christian, but then you see the way they live their life, and that's why the Bible talks about, you know, you'll know them by their fruits. So you'll be able to tell, and one way for an adult or a kid to know if they're acting like a Christian, the best way is to get in your Bible. Your Bible is going to show you everything. The Bible's going to teach you how you're supposed to live and how to act as a Christian. So when you're giving it, your friends that are saying they're Christian, but you're going to know, you're going to be able to discern and know the difference of, oh, I'm not really too sure if that's really some good Christian advice. Like that sounds a little worldly, but you'll know because of you being in the Bible and studying the Word and just being a part of your relationship with Christ. You know, he's going to give you that discernment. So you're going to feel it and know that, nah, this doesn't really sit right with me. So you'll be able to kind of call it out. And I mean, sometimes people, there is even a gift the Bible talks about that you can almost like see it, spirit, that you know. So then you can kind of know it before even going about a situation like that. But you'll definitely be able to tell from when you talk to someone, you'll know by their fruits, like you're saying, like, they're saying they're Christian, but they're acting one way, and you're 100% right. I agree with you so much. You definitely have to be the example, because for kids and adults, like I said, this isn't just for kids. Adults, like someone that's trying to come into the faith and trying to accept Jesus, like the Bible says we're set apart, so we're not supposed to look like them and act like them. To the world, they're going to think we're weird, or they're going to think, you know, that we, you know, the way we live is like different, or they're gonna throw hate. They're gonna hate on you, really. I mean, Jesus says they hated him first, so of course they're gonna hate us as well. So you're gonna feel that hate, or you're gonna feel that judgment, or they're weird, or why, you know, like you're uncool because you don't do everything that they do. But that's when you know, no, I'm on the right track. I'm not supposed to fit in with the world. I might live in this world, but as the Bible says, I'm in the world, but I'm not a part of this world. So.
Around last year, it's kind of like when I got like closer to the Lord. I was hanging around these group of people, and it's like I kind of realized like I didn't want to like be associated with like what they're doing, because like I didn't act like them, but if I hang around them, people are going to be like, oh, she must act like them. And they weren't, like, nice people. And so around that time, that was, like, the time I kind of started getting, like, a lot closer and got, like, into the world. And I kind of felt like when I decided, like, I'm going to stop talking to those people, I got a lot closer to the Lord. But it did get, like, a lot harder because I feel like the enemy, like, the enemy doesn't want you to get closer to the Lord. And the enemy will, like, do anything to, like, make you stop or try to turn you away from it.
Yeah, absolutely. He definitely does. That's... Because, of course, when you're living for the world and you're doing things that are going against God, he doesn't care because you're doing exactly what he wants you to do. But when you start living for the Lord, that's when the attacks come. That's when he tries to come against you because he knows that, oh, man, they were living this way, but now they're living this way. And he's trying his best to try to trip you up. And, you know, of course, and then God's there the whole time, but he definitely allows some things to happen to build up your faith and to strengthen you in the process. And so I like that and what you're saying, and it's definitely something. And as we're talking about, that's a change, that's a transition in life, like right there that you're talking about. Like, that was a point in your life when you realized, like, yeah, these ain't really the people I need to be hanging around with, because that's what, you know, what we would call, that's guilty by association. So it's like if someone did something wrong, they're going to blame you for it too, because you're guilty just by being associated with them people. So the best thing to do is, like what you did, you want to distance yourself because you don't want people, even though you might not be like what they are, or you might do all the things that they do, but in someone else's eyes, if they were to get in trouble or something were to happen, they're going to look at you the same way because you're just guilty by association.
And it's okay to have that moment of yourself and God. I feel like that's when we really get to know more of who God is. It's whenever he starts. And I always believe that when God wants to do a transition in your life, he's going to strip things away from you. So you finding those friendships that you stripped away, and you probably had to go through that to realize that, you know what, I do feel better when I am in God's presence. And not necessarily always just I'm doing the right thing, but knowing that you're under God's guidance, it makes everything so much better. It's challenging, but it does make everything better.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I love that y'all were being a little quiet, y'all interacting, but we do got a couple more steps I want to get through before we end this episode. So step three is focus on what you can control during times of change. It's easy to feel overwhelmed by the things that are outside of your control. Instead, try to focus your energy on what you can influence, your attitude, your effort, and your choices.
And Philippians 4, 6 or 7, it encourages, don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, and think with thanksgiving. And I think that would go a lot with Emma. Had a volleyball game today. It's a first one, so she felt anxious.
Yeah.
And it's funny because Emma does a lot of she does things that I know that she's nervous, and she was messing a lot with her shirt.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Emma, you need to focus, because then you're not focused on the game.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times, the world will put a lot of anxiety and things in front of us to take away the focus from the goal and where God wants to take you and lead you.
Sure, anxiety definitely is something that, I mean, even me, I've had my anxieties, especially lately. Like, there's days where I feel it, like you get it's so worried and so caught up about so many things. But at the end of the day, you let that worry distract you, but instead of being anxious, you know, you go to God with prayer and thank him, because I know you're feeling that anxious in that moment, but then you got to go back and remember all the things he's already brought you through. Like, I'm feeling anxious right now, but for what? God's already brought me through so much, so let me thank him for everything he's already done, and then also bring any requests I have to him, and let his peace, you know, ask him for that peace back in my life. And it's definitely, as it says, a peace that transcends or surpasses all understanding. And that's definitely one of my favorite verses. And so we have on to this next step. Step four is take small steps. Big transitions can feel less daunting when you break them down into smaller, manageable steps. Celebrate each small victory along the way.
It's like learning a new skill. You know, we learn it. We're not going to get to be knowledgeable right away. But with later on, we'll be able to not necessarily master it, but we can get close to it.
Yeah.
So in Galatians 6:9, it says, let us not become weary in doing good, or the proper time will reap its harvest if we don't give up. So just keep moving forward one day at a time.
Yeah, that's it. And like it says, nothing wrong. You definitely celebrate any small victory. I mean, there's nothing wrong with celebrating victory. Everybody likes to win. Everybody likes a victory. And there's nothing wrong with celebrating it. And, you know, like I said, like the verse that Angel just read in Galatians, and don't grow weary, like kind of like you were saying, Peyton, it gets kind of harder. Well, you know, don't grow weary in living for God. Don't grow weary and get tired, you know, living for Him, even though it's harder, as it says, if you keep going, and it says in the proper, you know, in doing good, in the proper time, you'll harvest. And that could mean a lot of different things, but just don't give up. Keep moving forward. Don't let nothing, you know, try to take you down. 'Cause at the end of the day, I think his victory has already been won, thanks to Jesus. So once we have him in our life, we get to take part of that victory as well. So the last step we have here, step five, remember God's constant presence. Through every change in every season, God's love and presence remain constant. Lean on your faith for strength and guidance.
In Hebrews 13:8, it tells us, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In a world of constant change, God is our unchanging anchor. Mm. So I love that part of anchor. It remains.
Yeah.
It's not going to change. It's not going to move. It remains there.
Whoa.
So I believe we are wrapped up with this.
Yeah,
this,
yeah.
And podcast.
Yeah, that's it. You know, I think definitely that last verse is a definitely one to remember, that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So though, even though we go through changes in life and we go through transitions and we're facing good times, bad times, uncertainty in times, just remembering that at the end of the day, God never changes. He's always the same. His love for us is always the same. You know, his promises never change. He's faithful. He's there for you. He's your strength. He's your comforter. He's your helper. You have the Holy Spirit as your helper that he gives you, that he promises you once you accept Jesus in your life. And just remembering that in every change in life and every season, remember to trust God and to put him first and to lean on his understanding, to lean in his ways, and to continue following him despite what the world says, despite what people are saying, despite whatever it is you're feeling, to remember to just trust God and that he's got you. He's faithful.
And Jacob, can you go ahead and just close out with a prayer?
Yes.
That would help us out with, you know, closing this good segment.
Father God, we just thank you for bringing us all here for this podcast today, Lord. Even if people couldn't make it today, Lord, to watch, we still appreciate you. Thank you for bringing everyone here together to talk and share their story. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So thank you, everybody, that's watching or is going to watch this later. We'll see y'all next time. So God bless.
Adios.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah.